service. We will serve as a lead for your hearings. When Ms. Wesley will hear, we will honorable Mr. Rico Ornis, ma'am. Ms. Santillan, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I can.
Thank you. Can you state your name or your full name and AADC number for the record?
Crystal Tanya Santillan, 318826.
Thank you, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're here before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is about the one alleged violation listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on August 6th, 2018. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Hearing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today?
Yes.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. In the hearing room, we have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. Also present in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Turner, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So Ms. Santillan and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
I do.
I do.
Thank you. Ms. Santillan, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. And keep in mind there's a separate vote that passes this hearing from phase one to phase two. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections and we can talk about it, but keep in mind the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes.
Thank you. I'll begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal range of company as follows. Violation of condition number four is demonstrated by a failure to complete substance abuse counseling on or about June 16, 2018 as directed. Ms. Santillan, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you. Based on Ms. Santillan's admission, I move to find a delinquent that she violated the terms and conditions of her supervision and that she may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree. Agree. Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Ms. Rittenhouse. Ms. Santillan, we're going to continue with the second phase of the hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Turner, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail, okay, ma'am?
Okay.
Thank you so much. Mr. Turner.
Ms. Santillan was released from ADC custody on June 20, 2018. And arrested on 7-9-2018 by ADC on a tech warrant. No new charges. She is returned back to ADC custody on 7-11-2018 with a CSED of 10-18-2018, zero abscond days. Current conviction, 2016, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2017, drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year, 6 months. She has no prior convictions. This is her first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-2, mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 2. No SDG information is noted, and there's no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is minimal. Other arrest, 2009, dangerous drug violation. Out of Colorado, guilty, other sanctions. She has a GV score of G2, V1.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Back to you, Ms. Santillan. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections to reside at the Flagstaff Freedom House at 3801 North Fanning Drive, Flagstaff, Arizona. On April 6, 2018, you requested and were approved to reside at 45 East Trail of the Woods, Flagstaff, Arizona, with friend Erica Holler. You resided there until May 23, 2018, then lived temporarily at 401 Tucson Avenue, Flagstaff, Arizona, with friend Carmen Fitch. And then on June 8, 2018, you were approved to reside at the Guidance Center, 2187 North Vicky Street in Flagstaff, Arizona. We have notes that as of April 2018, that you obtained employment at Satchmo's in Flagstaff, Arizona. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes.
Is that where you were working until you were arrested?
Yes.
Thank you. It's always good when an individual seeks work when they come out of the Department of Corrections, so we commend you for that. We have programming notes that you referred to stage counseling for transitional release. On May 24, 2018, you were discharged from stage due to being referred to a higher level of care for parole. On June 7, 2018, you were directed to attend and complete substance abuse and mental health counseling at the Guidance Center in Flagstaff, Arizona. On June 16, 2018, you discharged yourself from the program and did not successfully complete the program. You're also responsible for submitting 4 UAs during the release. You submitted 2 UAs on March 29, 2018, which was negative, and May 10, 2018, which was positive for methamphetamine, heroin, and marijuana. Then you missed 2 UAs on April 24th, 2018, and May 16th, 2018. So, Ms. Santillan, did you have some ongoing problems with drug abuse?
Yeah, I do.
And yeah. I will ask you now, have you been able to stay clean since?
Yes, since I've been incarcerated this time. But I really was like seeking treatment, and like I really did try, but like the treatment center that I went to wasn't the greatest. There was people getting high there, so it made it really difficult to try to stay there when there was drugs being like used there. So I was trying to look for another treatment center, a longer term treatment center with like a better success rate, but I was put back in here before I had the opportunity to do that.
Thank you. I'm going to go through your sanctions notes. On May 10, 2018, you were sanctioned to attend inpatient treatment at Flagstaff Guidance Center and to complete a 2-page essay on the importance of staying sober and not consuming drugs. Also, on the importance of not associating with people engaging criminal activity by consuming drugs. This was due to your UA on May 10, 2018, that was positive for methamphetamine, heroin, and marijuana. On May 23, 2018, you were placed into crisis detox unit per senior parole officer Brian Clark due to missing a UA on May 16 and admitting to consuming drugs. You were directed to stay at detox until May 25th, 2018, when your intake at Guidance Center for inpatient treatment would occur. Apparently, you left the detox unit on the morning of May 24th, 2018. On May 25th, 2018, you were sanctioned to the following: attend your intake at Guidance Center on May 25th. Go to detox center at the Flagstaff Medical Center after your intake at Guidance Center on May 25th. Call your PA, pardon me, your parole officer daily until your acceptance to the program. On June 8, 2018, you had a bed ready for your guidance center and were directed to enroll and complete the 27-day program on July 5th. As of June 16, 2018, you discharged yourself from the program. You did not contact your sign code officer before discharging yourself and did not have permission to do so. So why, ma'am, did you fail to complete your substance abuse counseling?
That's what I was saying when I was there. Like, I went through the detox unit, and as soon as I got to the treatment center, the 28-day program, there was people that were in the program that were using, and it just made it really difficult being in there, and it just wasn't. It wasn't going to work for me because it wasn't the right place for me to get the help that I needed. So I left and I didn't contact my parole officer, and I know I should have, but I made that mistake.
I think you accounted for quite a bit there. So I know it's going to sound like I'm asking you something twice, just like this last time, but am I correct that when you discharged yourself from the program, you were just arrested immediately? Because we don't have the abscond days. So, like, how did you end up getting arrested from that point forward?
I was scheduled to go in and see my parole officer. I did kind of avoid calling him for a few days after I discharged myself because I was afraid of him putting me back here before I got myself into another treatment center. But he said to come into his office, and when I went into his office, because I always checked in with him, and the only thing that I didn't do was tell him that I left the rehab center, and I was afraid that he was going to send me back here. And when I went in to see him on the 9th of July, he arrested me right there, and he said, "You're going back to prison."
Okay, so when is the last time you used drugs?
I can't remember the exact date, but it was before my, when I went to detox in the guidance center. So I think it was June I don't remember the exact date.
So have you been able to stay clean inside the Department of Corrections?
Yes, I have.
And how are you feeling?
I'm doing all right. I am really grateful that I feel safer in here. You know, when I'm kind of like afraid of getting back out, and I actually had something that I wanted to read to you. That's all right. Right now is the time.
I'm going to ask you a few more questions, and I'm going to ask the board members if they have any questions for you before then, but you certainly will have an opportunity to read that statement before this hearing is over. Okay, ma'am?
Okay.
Absolutely. Okay. So what is, regardless of how this board votes today, sooner or later, you're coming out of the Department of Corrections, so what is your plan?
To overcome addiction and to get the help that I need to overcome this, and hopefully have a support system that I can put in place somehow, some way in my life that I can do get that help that I need.
And have you identified a rehabilitation program that you would like to attend?
Yes.
And do you mind saying what that is?
Yes, Women's World. It's only a 3-month program, but after that, I really want to commit to a 2-year program, a long-term treatment after the Women's World. But the Women's World offers like a lot of tools for like healing and stuff. So I wanted to do that program, and then I was looking into. There's a few different ones here in Phoenix that I was really interested in, too, but they're like long-term treatment centers.
And just out of curiosity, is Women's World based out of Phoenix, or is it up in Northern Arizona?
It's in Northern Arizona.
Okay, understood. Okay, I'm going to ask the fellow board members if they have any questions for you. I have any questions from fellow board members Ms. Santillan, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. I know you said that you had something prepared that you wanted to read to the board, so now would be a good time to share that.
Okay. Thank you for this opportunity to come before you and express my concern. I'm asking for a reinstatement of my parole, and my reasons go far beyond just getting out of prison. I need a lot changed so badly in my life, and I've had no support other than my parole officer. I'm extremely grateful I had my parole officer at this time in my life, and even that he put me back in prison, because it saved my life and has really encouraged me and has challenged me with a deep desire to overcome addiction. Please grant me a second chance at getting the help that I need in order to make those changes. I'm afraid of getting out because I personally don't think I'm strong enough to resist the temptations of addiction by myself. I'm very interested in Women's Globe. It's a 3-month-long program that offers tools for overcoming addiction and healing I so desperately need. I'm also looking into a few other long-term treatment centers. I attend all the services they have to offer in here, but the underlying issues I have, I know I need professional help. I would kill my number on this case in only 2 more months, but I'd be killing myself if I don't get the help and support that I had when I was on parole. Thank you for your time and consideration, and if given this opportunity to better my life, I know I have a success story to tell and to help other women struggling with the same things I'm currently dealing with.
Well, thank you, ma'am. Before we go into discussion, I do want to say I admire that you have a plan and you're showing some determination to pursue a sober lifestyle. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes under the open meeting laws of Arizona? So Ms. Santillan, if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
The board is now in discussion. For the board members, I really do appreciate where Ms. Santillan has arrived. I think her commitment to sobriety is sincere. I'm especially impressed that she has a rehabilitation program in mind. I will also say, though, she has only 2 months left, and the board is not in a position to pick and choose which rehabilitation program that she would attend. Right now, she's safe and sober, and I think these last weeks might be just spent with her concentrating on her fairly fresh sobriety and putting together that plan for the return to the community. I think if she takes advantage of this time to get her support network in order and make whatever applications are necessary, I think that she has the capacity of turning that corner and moving on with a safe and sober life, but that's where I'll begin the discussion. Hearing no further discussion by the fellow board members, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion. And based on the information provided to us in Work Number 2018-W1972A, I move to revoke the supervision as Ms. Santillan was delinquent, violated terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in the criminal leisure company, inasmuch that she had relapsed into drug use and did not attend her substance abuse counseling program, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Ms. Rittenhouse. Ms. Santillan, your supervision has been revoked, and you will be released on or about October 18, 2018. If you heard the discussion, and I think you know this, that's just a little over 2 months away. I recognize that you were hoping for a return to community supervision, but based on everything that we've gathered today, I certainly think it would be best if you just took advantage of these last weeks to put together a plan for your return and to get your support network in order. We do want to see you succeed out there. We hope that you stick to your plan. and we hope for you to have a safe and productive return to the community. The hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and Ms. Santillana, we'd appreciate it if you'd give the phone to your CO3. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.